Hi, Bill.
Hey, there's Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Okay,
Bill.
I didn't bring agendas. My gosh, that's what I forgot to bring.
All right, let's see, President's report.
Yeah, I know, folks. We'll figure it out.
Can I bring it up and print it?
You can if you want. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Then we can follow it, but if you don't mind. But generally, we start with the agenda has been presented. Anybody have a suggestion to add to the agenda? Yeah, of course, you all read it.
Question, did we want to add the stuff? We say the past building, and then it might something.
It's in there.
Disregard.
It's in there. Okay, yeah. Pretty much. We can always add something in as a committee report. But if you have any particular topic that you'd like to add or not add, okay. So I have a motion to approve the agenda.
Sure.
Okay. So that sure is from John Onessian, who moves to approve the agenda as presented.
I will second.
The new Sean Murphy has appeared. Yeah.
Seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Paul Murphy.
Community input. Anybody have anything they want to talk about? Since there's no. Okay. President's report. I had 3.5 inches of rain at my rain gauge.
Yeah.
And looking at your Bill, do you have anything to address us about?
Good morning.
Do you have anything to address us about at the beginning?
No, sir.
Okay. And it looks like your drainage situation is worked, right?
Yeah, it works great.
That water's seeping underneath those small rocks and just like you put a culvert in.
I was watching it the other day when it was running hard. And it was going right into that bunker and out.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
Right.
And that concrete walkway. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So that's a great fix. And like I say, with 3 inches of rain, I thought, oh my gosh, if it's going to wash, it's going to wash.
Right.
But that didn't do it, so.
Wash that building right into the creek.
Okay. Then I think, what's second after the president's report is secretary's report.
Minutes and audio recording for the last meeting have been posted to the website. No other issues or updates at the moment.
All right. I guess I'd like to make a motion to waive the actual reading of the minutes.
Second.
And accept the minutes as presented.
As presented on the website.
As presented,
sure.
As posted.
As posted. Second.
And Dougherty seconds. All in favor? Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor?
Big cheer to Phil. Big cheer to Phil.
Treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report. I was in contact with the IRS. 637 excise tax was denied. I actually got to talk to a person. Said we did not meet the requirements, and they didn't understand the tax code any better than I did. But it went to some review board, and she couldn't get past that. So that's done. Sorry about that. The new debit cards have all been received.
Yep.
Sure. Cool. What I'm trying to do on those is get everybody's number. So I found on the statements where we can see who bought what to help do the approvals.
They give you the last four digits.
I guess.
Thanks, Roger.
9622.
Right, I don't necessarily need one.
Okay, so I got that. So I was going to ask, are you cool with just looking at the that report where he does the unknown purchases and we approve from there?
Or so,
do you want to see something better than that?
Well, like the thing that I got, it just said Walmart. That's kind of, I think, creates work unless there is a report, because I'm going to have to circle back and ask Bud, did you buy, every single time?
Yeah.
If there's more detail that looks something, if there isn't, but if there's something that looks like a credit card layout from before, that makes it much easier.
All right, what I can do is I'll talk to Enoch, and either we'll get the, translate the card number into who bought, and then it'll be like Walmart. But
it won't say what he bought. You don't have a receipt to reconcile that with.
Well, I got to go get the receipts out of the mailbox. But from the credit card, receipt.
Like like that last one, it didn't. I didn't know that it was Bud.
Right.
It just there was some number for all of them, and there were like three different people involved.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you knew who bought what where, or who bought where.
Right.
We could approve based on that.
Well, it's certainly easier.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So as they could probably tell you when they've used it, but then that would be. It's mind-boggling, too.
Yeah,
every time you spend $10, you have to say, I spent $10.
All right, I'll try to get more details on that unknown purpose report. So, three-way and Walker Wi-Fi now have the credit card numbers.
Right.
So, that's the only two automated ones.
Yeah, and we fixed it with three-way.
Okay.
And what was the third one you were going to use it for?
PayPal, which I haven't done yet.
Okay.
So I got you
have the right number now.
Yeah. And then, so we signed the lease on the garage table badge. He's got the copy. Kurt Bowser's got his copy. I've went ahead and made the transfer, so the checking account is hovering around $25K. I've set an email notification if it gets down to 10. It sends me an email to get in there.
Oh, good, good.
And then when I see these big purchases come through,
mm-hmm.
I'll jump in and
right.
fluff it up a little bit to make sure we don't get cut short. Current statement.
Well, I'm sorry. Can't they overdraft that checking account to the savings account?
Well, there's a fee for that.
Ah, okay.
So,
but just in case you missed it or something.
Right. Yeah, the idea is not to spend $39, whatever the...
Oh, is that it's a monthly fee?
No, it's every time you go into overdraft.
Oh, wow. Gotcha.
So,
wow.
And it's not that bad, you know.
No,
like
sure.
I say, 10 grand gives me enough of a bumper, and if I see an influx of big bills coming in...
Right.
You'll
be ready for it.
Yeah. Got the statement. Current assets are at $310,582, so we're down a little bit. A big part of that was the expenses.
Oh, my gosh.
SCBAs and the repairs for the parking lot out there.
They're wearing that. Wow.
Cash in the
bank. You're not on mute, Bill.
Cash in the bank is $200,210. We're down about eight grand.
That's basically the big expense,
right.
Yeah.
So money's starting to come back in. Net income was set at a loss of $6,665. Liabilities was showing at zero, but I got a something happened. There's actually that $42 for that last credit card statement that popped up. So that should for the Walker Trash Collection Service, we're $23,901 down a little bit. I guess pretty soon I'm starting to see money come in on that.
Right. This is a January-December subscription, so that money is starting to come in already. And we have this $23,000 that's cash in there that some of that needs to be transferred over to WFBA. He lists here $7,600 worth of liabilities. I'm not sure what that is.
What page is that?
Aren't this the statement of assets, liabilities, and net assets tax basis, the first page for him, for the Walker Trash Collection. He sent a two-page reconciliation thing.
See what it looks like, Lance. He's got a copy right there.
Does the rest of you see this? Do they send this to everybody?
Yeah, I
just
put it here.
Yeah.
But, you know, compared to last year, it's about the same.
Yeah, right. So I don't know what that $7,200 liability is.
It's through the end of the year.
I think that may be what we owe.
What was paid out.
Or is that the total amount we paid for the dump?
Yes, that's what we paid.
That's not a liability. That's an expense. You know, if he's projecting liability based on that expense, then that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's how I would read it.
Yeah.
Is we know that this is going out.
Yeah, that's his reconciliation. There he is. There you go.
Yeah, he's got that as money going out. Because if you look at it, he's got income, and there's nothing there saying there's where else there's expenses, right?
Yeah, but there is an expense for the, let me see the thing back.
Where do you see the line item for expense?
So this is based off the budget. I got to go back and look. I think
okay.
There was something put in the budget of a burn.
The second page is the support
okay.
revenue and expenses.
I see.
And we're paying like $2,300 a month, you know, for the pickup. And I need to talk to them about that because they missed two pickups because of the snow.
Yeah.
And they still have not moved those things up front. We might as well leave them back there.
Right.
And they just have to deal with the snow, and we have to have them hopefully tell us, and I can have Chris send an announcement that they're not going to pick up, so be careful, you know, hold it until we get the plow, get the parking lot plowed.
I would just say that just from plowing perspective, you might want to consider having them not at the very end of the parking lot, but at least maybe lined up with backing up to the road.
We tried doing that.
We tried.
They just won't.
It's very hard to plow that snow out of the front so the truck can get to the
road. I understand that.
They've got to come around like this to get in.
Right. The purchase order to make that move has been with them since September.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know this happens every year.
Right, right.
And she looked at it, and I said, because you can't go because you can't get in the parking lot.
Right.
But I tell you, if you come up to the front of the parking lot, you can get in.
You can get in. That's right. And we can actually plow out.
And we can plow out and make it clean for you.
Right.
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 And if you get stuck, call us. We'll come help you get unstuck.
Which is trying to get a big truck unstuck is not easy.
It's not that bad. You just got to, you know, get the momentum going.
20,000 pounds.
Well, they have tractors. Guys with those big
okay.
tractors.
Okay. All right. All right.
You
know,
so. So if you look on that, it says due to the Walker Fire Protection Association.
Right, okay.
So that's a budgeted thing.
Yeah, okay.
Transferring profit.
Okay. All right.
And it was a number, I guess, made up at the time the budget was created.
Right,
and
okay.
And you can see they use the same as last year.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so anyway, it's still
coming along,
yeah. As big as a pain in the neck as it is, it's... Pumping in revenue.
The only other thing, I talked to Bud. The 911 phone has been repaired.
Okay.
The guy came out. It was a loose wire shorting.
Okay, cool.
So our 911 phone works.
So that box is operational.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we make a announcement about that? Or does it, I mean, is it pretty clear? Does it have 911 on the box?
It's red and the sign's a little faded.
Okay. All right. I think it has value. I mean, if someone's in this area and they see smoke or they smell smoke or something, it'd be nice for them to know that if your cell phone's not working, that thing will do it, you know? Right. So that the question is, should we put out an announcement or just make it a little bit more clear that that's an emergency line?
Why don't we just include it in the newsletters when we send it out?
Okay. All right. In the meantime, though, should we repaint the sign?
Probably could. Right. For now, no longer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it something that's accessible? Can you just buy a 911?
We could use license plate number.
Hello, here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah, baby. I have lots
and
of
you're
them.
A commissioner,
I'm happy
they
to donate them.
Too.
But they're not much bigger than that green one I just saw there. You know, I didn't know if we needed some big letters or like a whole plate.
I have one more just to throw out there, and Conrad made this suggestion, it was kind of cool, I thought, is for the trash collection, see if we could get it automated where when you go to, like, PayPal and you pay it,
yep.
it automatically sends you back a receipt with the code number.
With the code number.
So there's no human intervention, it's all just done electronically.
I think you can do that with PayPal. Yeah. You have access to the PayPal account?
Yeah, I'm still...
They'll help you. I have lots to do with PayPal. I have a lot to learn, and I have to deal with PayPal a lot. And then if I think of it, I'll add that to the list.
Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know,
that's a good idea.
Because I still haven't met the gal that's supposed to be taking care of it, and I've been bored to use some of that.
Linda?
Yeah.
Linda Emmett, yeah.
I send my checks in, and I have to wait till I hear from Bill to tell him what the new code's going to be.
I hear a lot of griping about it.
Yeah.
I sent my check in a month
six months ago.
Yeah. He sends them receipts. That says it's on the receipt, but it's in such small print.
Get
they don't read it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at the very bottom in the
bottom
print.
It's at the bottom of every receipt that they get. And nobody reads it.
Now there's no facility. There's nothing in place that would send someone a letter saying you've not paid your 2020 dues yet for that. Okay, gotcha.
And that will kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. And now it's during January, February. There's a lot of traffic, and people that have done it over the years, they understand the process.
Right.
But the new ones, it takes a couple of years for them to get.
Right.
Ingrained. People are sending us year-long subscriptions in September when we're January, December. We just don't have, if you want to take the time and have administrative help to take care of it, it's just not worth it.
Right, okay.
It would eat into this money.
I did not think there was an automated way.
The PayPal thing is a good way to do it. Yeah.
Right.
But people
sending
a check are still going to depend on Adam and his crew to send back the receipt.
Right.
And we can talk to Adam about, how if he wants to do something about that.
It becomes automated as soon as the payment goes through.
PayPal, they get the receipt immediately.
You get it immediately with the code on there.
Right.
It's just putting that information in there.
So in my case, I write a check.
How many of them are paid by PayPal? Most of them are checks.
Yeah, right. And if I write a check, ideally, what comes back to me? Do I get a receipt?
Receipt from Adam.
With the code.
Eventually.
Okay.
Like he only does our accounting maybe once a month, twice
okay.
a month at the most.
Okay, gotcha.
Maybe in January, February, December, January, we can ask him to do it every 2 weeks. But that's how come he can keep his, we're still paying him, the trash is paying him in addition to the locker fires.
What happens to the old locks?
People just walk off with them. I don't know. They get dumped. They get left. We're replacing locks all the time.
Really?
Well, no, I'm talking about it right now. We're not locked.
Really?
Yeah,
second
from the right.
No, I'll tell Chad.
Okay.
I probably buy 10 locks a year, 10 to 14 locks a year.
Wow.
They walk all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah. People just unlock them. They leave them laying, whatever
right.
it happens to be.
Right.
And,
someone needs a lock? That's nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
People.
They're the worst.
Bob it, they are not the worst. That's great. Okay.
That's a good one.
Treasurer's report. Any other questions for the treasurer?
Not the official opinion of the Walker.
Any other questions for the treasurer?
Great job.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay.
I'll second it,
though. All in favor?
Aye.
Fire chief's report.
Calls. 5 calls, 3 medical, 1 called by the sheriff's stage, and 1 rollover accident on Walker Road. I want to note that 1 call was at 6:37 a.m. on November 29th, the day we had a foot of new snow, and while the pavement had been plowed, the dirt up to everyone's homes had not yet, and we still had 9 firefighters engage the call, plus Rick Zeller came down at that hour to plow the front of the station. We really have a special group of volunteers that want to help their neighbors. Training, we did ropes, and then hydraulics and nozzles. Fleet, no vehicles currently in for maintenance. Personnel, our crew has signed up for the entry-level S-130-190 Wildland Fire class at this year's Wildland Fire Academy. County Chiefs Association, the planning cycle has started for the 2020 Basin Ops Drill. Procurement, our new SCBAs finally arrived. We now have 6 Avon SCBAs. The old MSAs are now out of service. Having just 1 type of SCBA will make things much simpler. The MSAs are so old that selling them could be problematic. Even giving them away would prudently require a disclaimer absolving us of any harm. And then I asked, does the board want to give any direction in terms of their disposition? We purchased a very hardy sawzall for vehicle extrication. This is a much safer and faster option for removing a vehicle windshield versus using a fire axe with a technique that looks like using a manual can opener. A much smaller outlay went towards several pairs of extrication gloves. They are resistant to cuts, punctures from anything sharp, and they immediately came in handy on the rollover call that we had. The point is not that you want to micromanage small purchases, but as we learn more and get more training, we will find other equipment gaps that would be wise for us to fill. Grants, we've applied for the 2020 VFA grant administered by the state, which goes toward wildland fire PPE. In the past, this has been an easy grant to get. We can have no expectation that that will always be the case.
What's PPE?
Personal Protective Equipment.
Okay. All right. I saw that. I didn't click in. Okay. Thanks.
That's okay. The pants and the shirts. And
helmets, gloves, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fire shelters.
Okay, right.
Fire shelters are the big one. Big expense than that.
I need to take notes when you're, you know, I have out in my car two boxes of heavy-duty wipes that have been approved for firefighters, you know, for removing from their hands the hazardous materials. It's some in my roamings around. This guy gave me two boxes as an example of those. I have them on the car for you. But that's the kind of thing you're talking about here. There's all kinds of stuff that's available for you to you know, rather than just use, you know, wash your hands with soap and water. They have these wipes and things.
Do they expire?
I don't know. I'll have to look at the box and see. He gave them to me. I've had them for almost a month. Like, it was the week after I was up here, and I've been carrying them around, and I haven't been up here. So I'll bring them in to you, and you can, you know, see what you want to do, if that's something that you might want to have, you know, for...
Sounds like...
Because your hands get dirty, right, when you're messing with your equipment.
Potentially, you know, and there's all sorts of hazardous stuff around cars.
That's right. Absolutely. No kidding.
Electrical smells.
Yeah, but I don't think we want to micromanage your budget. It's your budget. You do it. And you have been good about telling us when you have something that may be a little unusual or out of, you know, all of a sudden we have tires, for instance. You know, it's in your budget, but you've been very good about telling us those kinds of things. In my view about the disposition of these SCBAs is that because of the things that can cause problems, I don't know what else you would do with them, you know, even if you gave them to somebody, right, who would you give them to? Jerry?
There are departments who could use them. I mean, maybe they can find someone to refurbish them for free. They could be refurbished.
Yeah.
I don't know the expense in that. But, you know, it'd be several hundred dollars, you know, likely. They can be refurbished and put back into service. But, you know, I don't know that we want to, you know, try and go down the road of trying to do that to, you know, then flip them for a profit.
Right.
You know, maybe we do. Maybe someone wants to take that on. I don't know.
But not so much for a profit, but, you know, if you can... Bill's on the phone here with us in terms of a disclaimer.
Right.
What kind of a disclaimer would be needed for something like that? If you're going to hand these off, if they're as is, need to be with you telling them exactly what the deficiencies are with it?
I mean, I don't know the exact languaging, but things that would need to be included is, you know, not held responsible for such and such, not been refurbished, you know, use at your own risk, those sorts of things, but I don't know, you know, it'd be easy to, I think it might be easy to find a way to, you know, someone's done this before, and we just need to find it on the web.
Well, Bill, what do you think? Bill Carrasco?
I think you can just say, you know, as is, with no, you know, no warranty. I mean, you're giving it to another fire department, not a four-year-old. You know, that's all, you know, as is, no warranty, that's all. I mean, if you want to put, Roger, all the other things you said are fine, but I don't know the two pages of words are any better than one paragraph.
Okay.
Right, the kind of a hold harmless kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that would be the term, and right.
Okay.
Great.
Right, so then, Roger, I don't know, okay, so then is there somebody, or do you, or who would be responsible for trying to find a place to park these things?
I can just start asking the smaller departments if they have any. Skull Valley comes to mind. That, they are, you know, really duct tape and silly putty. And might be able to use this stuff. That might be my first call.
Okay. Are there any schools possibly as well?
Like academies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there is one here. I'd be shocked if they'd want something that old. But
right.
Maybe.
Well, but if you remember, you know, the brouhaha that we had about SCBAs when we first started to get into the SCBAs, and we had a mix of different types of things, and some of them were destroyed and gone. It was important to us to have SCBAs, and now we are, you know, pretty well settled about how we're going to deal with it. Other, like the smaller departments are not necessarily. So if they have something they can use, it's up to them to do what they got to do. So I think that'd be great, you know,
okay.
if they wanted to do that. And then as far as your budget, you know, in terms of, you know, I just keep on doing what you're doing in terms of if you need a bigger budget, then let's talk about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, everything has been in the budget or other than the SCBAs, which, you know,
yeah.
is reasonable.
Yeah.
6 months of waiting for them, hello. But, I mean, the department, you know, kind of a theme that's been obvious to me in 8 years next month, by the way, is, you know, things don't get smaller. There's not less regulation as time goes on, and things don't get simpler. And I think reiterating the message of that, and there's visibility for things to get more complicated, more regulated, and so on, you know, it's worth reminding the group every now and then.
Right.
Yeah, and you continue to have a robust crew, really. I mean, it's not like you're, you know, four or five people and can't get anybody to answer calls. You know, you really have developed a robust response here, and it's great.
Yeah, there must have been a movie or something I missed that got everyone excited to want to come be a volunteer firefighter.
Right. Backdraft 12 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
So the movie's your reputation.
Question
you
for
you. You can build a good reputation here, a great reputation with the fire department. That's why people want to
come. Oh, thanks.
Roger, you've been asking for a vehicle over the last few years, just a transport vehicle, something like that, and it kind of comes and goes. But with this big snow that was coming, it made me just wonder, are you able to get out during these big storms? Who plows your road, for instance? We get a foot of snow, you get a call, an emergency call. How do you get out? I mean, you're not going to walk to the station.
He does.
So,
I'm
going to
walk to
the station.
Right,
right, right. I stepped on the way from that call 3 weeks ago. The version is I have a blade on my ATV.
Okay.
I was literally outside starting to shovel out the cars and stuff because, you know, God forbid there's a call.
Right.
And then it's still dark and you
no
know,
call.
Basically I just had to shovel out the shed where my ATV is.
Right.
And then I plowed on my way down to the station house.
Right. So you brought the ATV down. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what I was
getting there in a car.
What I was getting to is, would it be, if you had a transport vehicle, heavy-duty truck, four-wheel drive, blah, 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 that we outfitted with a blade, with an actual plow on it, it just seems to me like that would be so beneficial in so many ways just to make sure that you've got complete accessibility to wherever you need to go. Would you see that as a good investment by the board?
In that context, not necessarily. I'm more comfortable going down in a foot of snow in my ATV.
Okay.
To me, that's easier.
Okay.
The idea of some sort of utility vehicle, pickup truck of some sort, where we've got, you know, quite a bit of hose, extra set of tools, an extra medical bag, that sort of thing, that's kind of what I've been talking about. Spending money on a blade for me, I don't think makes any sense.
No machine,
okay.
Toboggan.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought was a Humvee with tracks on it. But,
right. Right, it can go anywhere, yeah.
But, I mean, I think the department could use something like that. But in terms of my getting down the hill,
you could do that. Okay.
But then you've also got getting out to where the incident has happened.
Well, that was my other thought was if it's an unplowed foot of snow and you've got to get to an emergency. But, again, that's such a chance of that happening.
All the vehicles ahead of the storm were chained up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the chains off now.
Right.
And I had a powwow with some pretty senior at Prescott Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, they chain up a vehicle, they drive as far as they can get.
Right.
And from there, you know, he told me that they had to hike one time, you know, for like a mile for a medical call, but they couldn't drive any further.
Right.
I don't know that we want to really be in the business in an incident of plowing uphill. You know, with a pickup truck on.
Right.
Especially some of the hill shit that just doesn't sound safe to me.
Okay, all right.
Even chained up. I mean, that's just a lot of stuff.
Had this concern. It was like, you know what, we got to get Roger to everything. Would that be essential? No. It's such a small window that it would be used anyways. And like you say, the liability of just trying to get up to some of these homes would be more dangerous than probably the call itself.
We'll drive as far as we can.
Right.
You know, and
take a toboggan from there, whatever it takes.
Yeah. I mean, engine 86 with chains is pretty robust.
Right.
But if I can't get somewhere, then, you know, that can't get somewhere.
Right.
And that, mentioning that truck, that's something we just keep, it's one of those things that nobody takes on and does, and it's just a simple matter of figuring out what we want to do and get, because we need to do that certainly before the fire season starts. Okay. Any other comments or questions
with,
for the
party? With the SCBA, we've got to do the accounting for assets. We've got to, like, tell them we've removed two, replaced two, or...
I don't know if those are listed as.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they were.
They're expense items.
Well, they may have been an inventory past the trucks.
Yeah.
They may have been just deducted so far down that if anything, it may get a taxi in on it. We don't need a good noise. That's the only thing I could think of.
That's true. Bill Karash, could we get like a tax credit for just giving them to a fire department?
We don't pay taxes.
Yeah, you don't pay taxes, and you probably don't have any basis in it. So, good thought, but don't waste your time on that one.
All right.
Okay.
Bill, this is Roger. Can I ask, were each of these SCBA units, if you think they're about $2,000 a piece, and we've got half a dozen, do you think that moves the needle enough to add to our assets?
Oh, I mean, you want to put them on the books? Sure. If you want to.
I'm asking, does that make sense, you know, is $12,000 nothing, or is that meaningful?
Well, it's meaningful, and generally we look at it, if it was one item, each company usually sets a minimum, $500, $5,000, whatever. So like $2,000, if it was one, you'd probably skip it. But when you buy a bunch like that, then, yeah, you put them together and you say, yeah, $12,000 is a meaningful asset, and yeah, you ought to keep track of them.
Okay.
Just to look at it from another point of view, though, every time we make our balance sheet look better, we're more apt to get sued. So I don't know how you want to look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't do it. It's just one of those things that's on the truck. That's just me. Okay. Any other questions for Roger?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Great job.
A motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Second. Dan Daugherty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Good job, Roger. Thanks. Committee reports. We have the Firewise guy in the room. You have anything to talk to us about?
Not really anything. It's been real slow. The 2020 renewal has been accepted by all the parties, and we're on board for 2020.
We're at Chipping Hall, too?
Chipping Hall, we don't have a budget yet. They've extended the previous grant that pays for that Title III grant. It was due to expire on the 31st of this month. They've extended it to the 30th of June because some of the associations have not used their money, so the county really can't go after new money as long as we still have money unspent.
Well, tell them we'll use it.
Yeah, and I might apply for some of it if there are communities that will not and cannot use it.
Sure. Okay. Okay, whatever you need, let us know if we can help somehow. Okay? Rudy, let's talk about your committee report about the firehouse up in the Potato Patch. You have this email that sets out what the costs are going to be. It's plus or minus $7,500, $8,000.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's well within what we had said we would be willing to contribute, if you know, to make that firehouse serviceable, and it's going to be nice, right? It'll have underground gas. It'll have, you know,
it'll be a masterpiece. Under budget, ahead of schedule. Oh my God.
Okay. All right, but it's on the road, and you're on track.
Size generator. 3 kW. Small one.
So you're on track for the middle of January?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So,
yeah, Ringler's going to start Monday or Tuesday, I should say.
Oh, okay, for the gas tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yavapai, they're still going to do their part?
You know, I called Yavapai, and they have no record of us.
Well, you're talking to Jack, the owner.
Okay.
You talk to the owner.
Wait, am I wrong? Yavapai, gas? Who's giving us the tank?
I believe that's what I heard.
Yeah. The owner there? I just want to make sure he's still online.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is there something I don't know?
No. I talked to him, and he said he's in for it still. You guys made the arrangements with him, right?
I made the arrangements for him to donate a free tank.
Clears that path so you can get your truck out of there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're on track to do that. Any other? I don't think there's any other thing pending. Okay. Old business, potato patch building, obviously, and then restructuring. We haven't really talked about this. Bill, you and I have not gotten to see. I've been busy. I haven't gotten down there to see you. And you're going to start your tax season here next month, right?
Yeah, we got about another month if you want to try to get it done.
Okay. This is restructure is to if we need to form a separate entity to hold the assets versus the operating assets versus the cash assets. So, you know, we've talked about trying to do this either as an LLC or as a corporation.
Or not at all.
Right. So let's get the proposals. Bill and I need to get together and get the proposal done, you know, both as an LLC, both as a corporation, and what's the advantage of doing it or not doing it, right?
All right, well, just give me a call. We'll get together in the next week or two or three.
Okay. All right, Bill, thanks. Any new business? Anything else we want to talk about? Probably time to start considering the newsletter. I go back to the treasurer's report here real quick. You say that the money is starting to come in at the end of the year from the newsletter. This past month in November, the newsletter came out
pretty early
in November, and it didn't really bounce the income in November. But have you heard that maybe more is coming in December?
No, I'm seeing the PayPal stuff come through.
Okay.
You know, there's always a delay PayPal into the account.
Bank.
And I saw that was getting up $3,000-$4,000 that hasn't, which probably is transferred now, but not in time for the report.
Not in time for the November report. So we'd, touch base with
we'd
Adam.
We'd normally get 15, 20 from a newsletter, wouldn't we?
Right. There should be a pretty big, significant bounce.
Before the end of the year as well.
Yeah, that's right. End of year. And usually in the past, our newsletter has not been as early as it was this year.
Mm.
It was more like the end of November and the middle, into the first of December is when we send it out. And as long as we're moving that back, it's time to read. You know, we should probably start talking in February about writing the next newsletter because this is an election year, right? So who's up? Who's expiring? You're expiring? Are you expiring?
No, I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
You are?
I expire.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
He re-up.
I think you're probably with us.
Expiring?
Yeah. Are you staying?
If I'm wanted, I sure will.
Okay. So I'm saying, like I say, you're going to have to carry me out of here.
Well, you said every year's an election. Every year's an election.
Every year's an election year,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to be a two-year guy, so do I have to get up and do a speech and all that?
No, you're good. You're good. And then I will be facilitating the
election. Right, that's right.
Because
yeah.
I'm VP and I'm not.
And you're not enough production. So
right.
There'll be three vacancies because you four, Sean, you, and you were all reelected. Sean was elected and you were reelected for this year. So, but sometime in January, we need to start announcing that there will be the three vacancies or the three openings and solicit other candidates. So we have a competitive race. Okay. Community announcements. Or another chance to talk. You're one of those guys that likes to talk a lot, right? you guys still have all your breakfast every Monday? What is it? At the Waffle House? How many people are showing up at that?
Well, it depends. We only had about 8 this last Monday.
Yeah.
The Monday before that, I think we had 12 or 14.
Wow. Okay. That's big. So, Rudy, you're a regular attendee, right?
No, I'm kind of sporadic. I have conference calls every Monday morning, so I'm not.
You're not always making it. Not able to make it. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been to one.
I was there with you. Lance,
would
you ever go?
Which one is it?
Waffle House.
It's
Waffle Express on Winsong and
Quarantine.
Oh, PPL, that way. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
So I think it's an interesting thing that you guys all get together and, you know, you're all Walker people generally. Yeah.
Like we engineer things and lie to each other.
Yeah, good.
It's like you getting together your cop buddies every now and then.
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
Yeah. You sit there, you know, every Friday I go down and sit with these guys and they come.
Right.
You know, they say how good J. Edgar Hoover was and how rotten is everybody since, right?
Right.
I tell you, if you say anything about J. Edgar Hoover, I get the crap beat out of me.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That guy canonized.
Right.
He had them brainwashed. I'm telling you, it's bad. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, it's
generally, we avoid politics.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's not, you know, but it's a good thing. It's interesting. Have you ever been?
No. Bud was telling me about it.
Yeah, they just drink coffee and they have, they sit there and
have a snack.
Yeah, breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not a snack.
Right.
Breakfast.
Well.
They have waffles and all that other kind of stuff. I'm never here on Monday mornings. Ever, rarely. And
I'd like to take a quick moment just to make a motion to end the December board meeting. If you don't mind, just throw that out there.
Well played.
And appreciate it.
Adjourned?
Yes, sir.
Gosh. Okay. Dan, second?
I'd love to second this thing.
All in favor?
Aye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.